The legendary food festival kicks off very, very shortly indeed. And one of those in attendance will be Brian Turner, TV legend, TV chef. Brian, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Thank you so much for taking our call.
No problem. It's nice to be talking to you.
Very good. How are you getting on? What are you up to this weather, as we say here?
Well, if you want the honest truth, I'm sitting outside the golf course, outside the golf club, and when I'm playing a match after we've had this interview, and then I'm going to compare a programme at a big Salvation Army hall in London this evening. So, good day today, as well as watching the rugby.
I was going to say, you've got your day well planned out, and you'll be coming over to us soon. Is it your first time at the legendary food festival, Brian?
It is, yes, and I'm really looking forward to it. I've heard really great things about it. Lots of people turn up. Happy, smiling faces, people wanting to eat and drink and enjoy themselves, which is wonderful.
Yeah, you're there next Saturday, isn't that right?
Yes, I leave Cheltenham on Friday night after the race, after the Gold Cup, and then I'm flying over early Saturday morning, and I'm coming across to you Saturday lunchtime-ish.
What do you enjoy most? Do you enjoy that sort of pressing the flesh, doing things in person, the TV work, or is it a balance you enjoy, perhaps?
I'm quite lucky. It's definitely a balance. I do enjoy cooking. I do like to make it fun when I'm cooking. I like to be able to eat what I'm cooking, so I know that it's good enough. But there is no doubt when you get to my age, it's a tough old business, and it is really good to just meet people who put you where you are and actually enjoy meeting and saying hello. I've met some lovely people in my time. It's been wonderful.
We've had and had the pleasure of celebrity chefs, as they're called now, for decades, of course, going back for just the names aren't coming to me just at the moment. But it's never been like it is now, is it? I mean, is it better now than it was then? Is less more, or do we just have an abundance of talent and an abundance of interest in food?
I think that's a very good question, and it's a very difficult one to answer, because in certain sectors, sadly across the UK, I don't think we cook now as much as we did in my mother's generation 60-odd years ago, and they had to cook in those days because it's financially they needed to look after themselves and eat well, keep themselves healthy. But of course, nowadays, people, although they still need financially to look after themselves, they don't actually cook as much. They're out. There's so much going on these days with television, radio, cinemas, people doing all kinds of things. So I think we find ourselves in a little bit of a balanced place. It's good to have lots of chefs around, the celebrity chefs, as you call them. But I think it's also good if every now and then we just prune it down a little bit. You see those lovely trees that get pruned down in winter and come back really strong next year.
I think what it is, Brian, sorry, Brian, I think what it is we enjoy watching people cook on the TV. We enjoy talking about it. We spiralise the odd carrot every other week, but in reality, we're not really properly engaging.
Well, that's exactly right. You've encapsulated the whole thing, which is a shame, really, because it really would be nice to just have people. I think sitting around a table, for me, I'm lucky, I do it as a living, but for people, my son cooks at home, his home, with his wife and my three grandchildren. I go along with my wife, my other son, we sit round the table and we just enjoy talking whilst one or two of them are helping cook together. I think that's a good activity. That's what we need to encourage people to do.
Definitely, and the younger the better in schools as well. I think more could be done there. Brian, what are you going to do for us next Saturday? You're a veteran at these events now, so you must have a fair idea what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, the nice thing, of course, is we can always change our mind as we go along, but I've got two sort of demonstrations, which I believe are going to meld one into the other. On the first one, we're going to be doing a mackerel salad with fresh courgette, raw courgettes, nuts and pear, which is a lovely, simple, tasty starter salad. And then to follow that, we've got a piece of brill, a lovely deep-sea flat fish with smoked eel, wild mushrooms, and a little bit of decadence in that we've got a champagne butter sauce. But you can use white wine or use Prosecco, whatever, just to give it that little bit of flavour, which is a really lovely, lovely rich dish. And just then to contrast with that, I came up with this idea. I saw somewhere spoke to someone about it. It's taking a steak and breading it. Not that we normally do that, but like a with a spicy crust on the outside, and then serving it with some spicy cauliflower and chickpeas. A little bit Turner's nod to the modern. And then after that, we've got some marinated salmon with some local mussels, some local langoustine, and scallion dressing, which I think is really tasty. Then my favourite at the moment, veal. Not everybody uses veal. I like people to encourage people to do these things. So we've got a nice roast, spiced fillet of veal, and to finish off with, once again, something nice and simple that you can do for the family, meatballs in a stroganoff sauce. They sound very amateur, but I tell you what, they're really tasty, and no one else gets to taste them but me.
No, you're lying. We're going to have a go on those. Listen, I know you've a busy day, the golf course beckons. Are you playing off a handicap? Is it a competition? What's going on?
Two of my mates, and we have a competition running, and it's a 4-week competition. This is the third week, and I very fortunately play off 27.
You're all right.
Well, exactly. I get a few points every now and then. But it's my honest handicap, I promise you.
Indeed, yeah. Listen, Brian, enjoy your day, enjoy your week, and we look forward to seeing you in Derry next Saturday. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and enjoy your round.
That's very kind. I look forward to meeting all of you in Ireland next week.
All right, take care. Brian Turner there, celebrity chef. Ready, Steady, Cook, you would remember Brian from, and other shows as well, and what have you. Right, so the Legendary Food Festival takes place, it's in the Guildhall Square, and Legendary Food Hall, it's in the Guildhall on March 17th to the 19th.